Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking right. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are
it.
A real artist. You
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco. AJ Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you, Jesus.
Is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is T-A-Z of A-T-A-Z-P live on Blog Talk Radio, another T-A-Z production. I got on the line, area code 818, can you tell us who you are?
Yeah, this is Lucine.
What's up, Lucine? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm going to tell you, I listen to your music on Facebook
and was blown away. I was like, yo, I got to hit her up. I hope she ain't too big time. You know what I'm saying? You know,
no,
you hit
no,
some
no.
people up.
So good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I really love your music. And before I even talk to you, I want the people to hear what I heard so they know how you on here. So I'm going to play the song Pound Cake. And I want to ask you one question. How did you come up with the name for the song?
Well, it was just, I was just inspired by Drake's Pound Cake. I don't know if you guys know the song.
Right.
But I was inspired by that, yeah.
And this is
so
a Pound
it.
Cake. Go on.
No, that's,
go
that's
ahead.
It. That's, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. She's a jazz violinist, but she's a violinist. She's a bad violinist. There's a couple of genres she could go through. I'm going to play it right now so the people fit, and then we'll come back and talk to you. This is Lucene, and you pronounce your name Phylon?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. I did not know.
No. You're one of the few people who did it right. So good job.
It's a cool name. I just want you to know. Here
Thank
we go.
Thank you.
This is Pound Cake. On ATZP, baby. Nice. That's real nice. I love the jam. When I seen the video, I was like, man, this is bad as heck. And there's a female rapper that I interviewed long time back. She's a good friend. And she heard the song and was bedazzled just as well. She was supposed to come on, but she knew she had a doctor's appointment, and she didn't know whether she was going to get in, because she was very excited just knowing you was going to be on the show. No,
well,
I mean, we were hyped. So tell me, how did you begin, and what made you decide to do this genre, becoming a violinist? What helped you out in this area?
Well, I grew up in Armenia, actually, and I started playing the violin when I was 5 years old because my dad's a violinist. So I was trained classically, and my mom's a concert pianist. So my mom wanted me to become like this concert, you know, classical violinist or whatever. So she put me to school, and I got into school, blah, 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 all the years studying violin, basically trying to become classical. But I always, you know, I sing too. So I would always sing, you know, R&B, soul, all those things. And I think because I was singing all those styles, I decided, you know, to try to put that into my violin playing, not just, you know, singing. So it kind of just went from there. And I love hip-hop, you know. It's just, if you have good chords and you have good beat, that's all you need, basically, for me. And then I start, you know, creating the violin part. Yeah.
So,
basically started.
So how did your parents take on this new style that, you know, you seem to fit in quite well? And how did your parents take it? Did they support you about it?
Oh, absolutely. They love it.
Cool.
They're both classical, but they love what I do, which is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in Armenia, you know, you probably don't know, but this is like, we did have MTV there. So basically I was exposed to many different types of music, every genre, like, you know, everything. So I was listening to a lot of music growing up. And I feel like soul, R&B, you know, hip-hop stuff is the one that touches me most.
Right.
I love kind of, you know, EDM too, but I feel like it's more musical. I mean, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, it's more. What you're doing is like more soulful, more funky, more street too. Because, like I said, the girl that heard it, she's a rap artist, but plus she sings too. So she enjoys the same kind of music that you do, and it ripped her soul. She was like, man, that is bad as hell. So she was just telling me how much she really appreciated you for doing that one song. And she was she was very excited, just like I am, to have you on
the
show.
Thank you so much.
And I will connect you guys on Facebook so she can tell you herself, because she was totally like, man, I am a fan. I can't believe you got on. I'm like, me neither. This is that, you know, we both are going back and forth.
Hey,
so
cool.
The song, the L Vibes, tell me about that song.
All right. So, you know, because of all the shootings and everything that was going on, you know, around the world, I was like, really, it affected me a lot. So I was thinking about it. I'm like, I really have no answer to anything. I don't know why things are happening. Why is everything like this? Whatever. And I just, you know, I just said, you know, I should just appreciate whatever God gives me or to everybody else. So the lyrics say, let's appreciate this God-given thing called life. And I feel like if people, you know, start thinking like that, try to, you know, put something positive in your life, you know, you might feel better. I don't know, just something positive. I just wanted to write something that has positive lyrics to it.
Cool. This is the L-Vice.
Yeah.
This is the L-Vice.
You're listening to another TAZ production live and recorded live. I am G. Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Visit me there, blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and then check me out on myspace.com/G Wright Sing. And then visit my official website at gwrightonline.com. Again, you know what? You're listening to another TAZ production, live and recorded live.
ATAZP, this is TAZ. Lucene is on the line. That's you saying then, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it's me.
I'm going to tell you now.
All right.
I heard the song, I heard it a little bit. I didn't hear it all the way through. And I was like, man, don't tell me she's singing too. But I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? So okay, when you go in and make your music, because I always like to ask this because I do music as well. Do you create everything? I mean, do you have help on the production? I know it's you on the violin, of course, but I just want to know: do you create everything else, or how does it come together, all together?
Well, this last one that you heard, I created everything. The production, everything is me. So I produced the beats and, like, the piano, because I know a lot about, you know, all that.
Okay.
And then, yeah, basically whatever you heard, that was all me. I just had to take, like, except for mastering and mixing.
Right.
And recording. The rest
okay.
was me. Yeah.
So you were on the piano as well then, right?
Yeah,
you're on
the
keyboards
piano.
Too.
Yeah, I play keyboards too, definitely. That's like the most important part for me, like the good keyboard chords.
You know, you freaking me out now. You know that, right? You get ready. Hey, you're going to be my number one right now in a minute. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. So I, on the title of my show, I got jazz violinist. I should have just put just multi-talented artist. And that was it, because you're singing. Then you, of course, you wrote the lyrics, right? That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. Now I'm gonna ask this question.
Yeah.
Say what?
Go ahead. Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you this question. Do you spit too? Can you spit some verses, like rap?
Oh my God, no way.
Okay, I'll get ready to say, because if you could do that, I was gonna fall out my chair. Yo, I got to send you some beats for real. But I'm sure if I sent you some beats, I'm sure if I sent you some beats, you could work around it and put your instrumentation within the song.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure you could do that. Yeah.
Oh,
man. I was like, if she can spit, I'm getting ready to scream. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my
but
God. That would be crazy.
I'm already blown away already. I'm blown away already. I was blown away. Just thinking that you play violin, that was it. I was blown away with that part, that factor of it. So
thanks so
just
much.
All the other stuff involved just really got me jacked up. I'm going to be messed up for a minute now, for real. I'm going to be like,
all
whoa.
Right.
So,
yeah, I mean, when you're left, you just got to do everything, you know. As a musician, I feel like you can't limit yourself with just doing
correct.
One thing. There's just so much that involves. You know.
Perform anywhere?
Yeah, well, I'm going to perform in Alaska next, and then Washington, and then Vegas. So far, just those three.
What part of Alaska?
KOOTS. I don't know how to say that.
I don't even know where
it is. I posted it on Facebook.
I lived in Alaska for 4 years. That's why I asked.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not near Anchorage, is it?
I have no idea, actually. It's going to be my
okay,
first
I'm
time.
Okay, I'm going to find out. I got some people in Alaska anyway, but I'll find out.
Yeah.
But I lived up there for 4 years, so that's why I was
nice.
Okay, cool.
It's
but
probably
going to
be freezing, right?
Yeah. It's snowing ground right now. It ought to be.
Oh, God. All right.
Yeah. We're in November, yeah. It started in September. So, yeah, just on the ground. It's going to be cold. So, take
well, you know, I'm in L.A., so I don't know what cold is.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have to go to a store, buy you an overcoat or something. Because
you'll,
after you go up there, you'll find out. You'll be a professional then. Because it's going to be
right.
cold. Yeah. Song Emotions, because you switched out of one of the other songs and you wanted me to play Emotions. What is
yeah.
it? I mean, just give me the highlight of the song.
All right. This one is just something like Pound Cake. No singing, just me playing. Was going through a lot of emotions at a moment, at some time, and just put everything together, made it into a song, and yeah. It's kind of more dramatic than Pound Cake, I would say, if you compare. This one is more like sad. But yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm actually, it's funny, I'm posting right now the behind-the-scenes footage on Facebook, and I'm kind of
That's
talking
cool.
about it. And I've been waiting for this forever. It's not posting. But yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's just another song. Dramatic.
Here we go.
Deep song, just like me.
Here we go, Emotions. I love that. That was nice. That was bad. I love that. I love musical musical compositions that I can almost like groove to and hum to, you know, more as compared to just having a regular drum beat, tat tat tat, and maybe a little bit hard bass off in there. I like the musical aspect of it. So that was
Thank
great.
You.
And that was all your production again?
Okay, so this one was, I did produce the whole thing, but then I took it to a producer, and then he fixed some stuff. He put some production to it. But
right,
it was
right.
basically my idea of the beat that I wanted to.
Well, Lucene, I want you to give your information out so people can hit you up, find your music.
Oh, you're right. So you guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, social media stuff. If you just type my name, L-U-C-I-N-E, Lucene, and last name, F-Y-E-L-O-N, Filon. There you
well,
go.
Well, Lucene, Filon, I am so glad to have you in. Whenever you got anything new, hit me up on Facebook. Please, I mean, you know, you hit me up on Yahoo, I really ain't going to see it. I normally on Facebook a lot. So hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you got something new you want to come through, and I will hit you up as well. I will also hook you up with BK because she was just crazy about, you know, getting a chance to talk to you. And I'm so sad that she didn't get a chance to. But it's all good because you'll be back. And, you know, maybe you'll come.
Sure.
Maybe you come in when I have BK on the show. Because, like I said, she does music too as well. She raps and she sings. So thank you again.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks so much.
It's all good.
All right. Bye, guys.
TAZ, I'm waiting on David McLaurin to call in. I seen his number, then it jumped off. I guess what I'll do, I'm going to play one song in the middle here. I'm trying to play something like real short and sweet. This is Nicholas Ryan, Everything, as we wait on David McLaurin to call in.
You hear my heart. Even when I don't say the right words, your love is so patient. Even when I'm getting on your nerves, you trust my love for you. Even when I'm acting really proud, you know the way.
Hello?
Sorry, y'all. I see 214, and I know who it is. 214 just now called in. State your name.
David McLaurin.
What's up, David? How you doing, man?
Man, I can't complain. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm going to tell you, when I met you through Gary Fuchsin, who has been on the show many times before, and I met him six, seven years ago. But dang,
right on, right on.
8, 9. Yeah. And so when he said he was coming through Dallas, I said, well, I'm going to come and check you out, man, since I ain't never met you. You know, we did a track together, but I never met you. So I came through, and then this foreman with this brother, and I was blown away. My wife was blown away. We had to have the music. You're a bad cat. So I want you to tell everybody exactly what you do, man.
Man, well, I am David McLaurin. I am a multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, producer. I sing too, you know, keys is my main thing today, but, you know, I'm also drumming. I dabble with the bass a little. So that's what I do, and my brand of music is something a little different.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I've got it like, I think, 3 C's from you. So how long have you actually been doing music? How long have you been doing music?
All right, well, music, man. Music's been my blood since I was a kid, but I really got thrust into the music industry in the 90s, around 1990, really, you know. Went to visit my mom's friend, actually, who became my really good buddy, and basically he gave me 2 weeks to learn 21 songs to solo and lead the band because he was going off to Desert Storm. So that's how I got thrust into it. Then, you know, played in churches, directed choirs, played, you know, played on the reggae scene with some, you know, some of the top names out there, you know. And I ain't going to name drop or anything like that. But, you know, So I've been in the industry for a while. I've even been behind the scenes as a, you know, an engineer, you know, sound engineer, and just kind of, you know, kind of learning everything that I could, you know, like a sponge, you know. I know a lot of cats like to jump right in and do it right away, and, you know, big ups to those that have the talent to do it right away. But with me, you know, before I could actually claim my throne, I wanted to be able to pay my dues, so that way when I come on the scene, you know, it is, you know, legit, and it's not, you know, some fly by night little, you know, one hit wonder, you know.
Correct.
I really wanted to. So I paid my dues for a while, and then in 2007, you know, by then I was already, you know, writing my own music, but not really taking it seriously, you know, just writing stuff around the house, and I'd let my wife listen to it. She was like, that's tight. And then one day I got the call, you got about a month to make it at the jazz festival in St. Lucia, oh, and by the way, you need to bring product. And so that lit the fire behind me, because, I mean, I had the music ready, but, you know, it wasn't in a CD form, or it wasn't, you know, ready.
Right.
So I had to, like, kind of had to fast track everything. So I got my studio and just, you know, got everything as tight as possible, and then had that done, and, you know, sent the music out, met the band out there, we played, and, you know, the rest is history.
Now, when I was going through the choose music, I said to myself, I'm going to go through all three CDs and pick one song from all three CDs. But when I got on Back to Life, and that was the first one, I think that's
mm-hmm.
the most current out of the three that you gave me, I was like,
Right.
I can't get off of Back to Life, so the heck with it. I'll pick three from there.
I'm good with that, man. I'm good.
So I'm going to play the title song, Back to Life, which is a bad jam. This is David Cloran. bad, bad, bad cut, man. That's a bad song, for real.
Man.
Hey, dude, who
appreciate
did,
that, man.
Did you do everything, or if not, who else helped you on that track?
Man, that is all me in the lab.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you know, I do my music all by myself, so that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I can appreciate, I really appreciate cats that do their compositions all by themselves or know exactly what they want and direct others to actually help on their compositions. It's still all you, even though you got somebody else helping you on different parts. But I'm impressed, though. What instruments did you play on there? So you can bedazzle a couple more people that are hearing this. What other instruments did you play on that track?
Man, let's see. Well, as you know, I arranged everything. So I played everything from key bass to keyboards, you know, programmed the drums myself. Even did a little background vocals and looped that, you know. So, I mean, everything, really. I mean, from start to finish, even that right down to the mastering of the project was all done in my studio, you know?
Cool. And that's an easy way to get a whole lot done, by having your own studio, by learning how to do your own thing. Because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of cats that do music. They can't produce a lot of music out because they got to rely on somebody that had the studio, rely on somebody to master it, maybe do a couple more instruments on there. When you're doing it all by yourself, you're in control of your own thing.
That's right. And the thing is, it may take a little longer, but not because, you know, we can't, you know, hit it like 1, 2, 3. It's because, you know, we actually spend, you know, and you know that because you do your own music, we spend time with that thing. We don't just go in and on somebody's, you know, studio time saying, all right, I only got 4 hours to lay down a song and rush through it. Now, we actually spend time and we, you know, we mix that thing correctly, you know. And by mix, I'm not just talking about going on the board and, you know, hitting sliders. I'm talking about sitting there and listening and stewing on all of it and making sure every little thing is just the way you want it. I mean, and you know, a musician like yourself, no, we cannot, in good conscience, put out music that we ourselves can't listen to. I just don't buy into that, you know. We don't do that. That's not how we roll, you know. It has to be something that we could vibe to ourselves.
I'm going to tell you, I used to have an Xterra Nissan.
Mm-hmm.
And if once I mix it down and I think I got it right, if it don't sound right in that Nissan, I go right back to the drawing board. You know, I take notes. Man, I got to turn that treble up in this. And also, I got to turn the bass up a little bit more because I ain't, you know what I'm saying? So,
man, bro, you're giving away our secrets, but that's what we do for real, man. You listen to it in the studio, it sounds good. You get in the car, you're like, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Because I know once it sounds good in that car, man, it sounds good everywhere.
Yeah, because that's where people listen to the majority of their music, in the car or on headphones.
Right. And it's a killer because I traded the car in. I told my wife, I really just need that car to set out in the driveway so I can know. What about something?
Man, I feel you. I feel you because I had an Xterra too. And then I switched cars, and guess what? I came back to a Nissan.
Yeah, because I know I was sitting there going, now I got a Terrain. I got all this high instrumentation in my Terrain. I'm like, I can't tell whether it's good or not up in here. Because everything sounds good, you know what I'm saying? Before
you know,
I
exactly. Watch
that Nissan.
No now, doubt, man, for real.
Now, you did have other people when I was there, when you were performing, you had other people perform with you. How did you meet them and how did you link up with them to actually get some of them on your songs?
right, so let's see. So the band was had actually relinquished the control to the bass player, who was Nigel Rivers, who was my MD for the night, you know.
Right.
And, you know, we're good friends. He plays for everybody like Erykah Badu, Mos Def, and a lot of, you know, well-known cats. So, I mean, it was an honor to have him play with me. And Cat, you know, we hit it off. We've been friends for a little while, and we really hit it off. And he's just like, dude, whatever you need me. So I got that as my base. But on the actual project, we had Gary Fuston. I met Gary Fuston about 4 or 5 years ago, and, you know, he's like the coolest cat in the world. I mean, really mellow, talented musician and radio host. And, I mean, this guy is probably one of the humblest people you could meet for being so talented. He produces his own music as well. So, you know, so when I asked him to be on the project, he was like, yeah, let's just do it. And I painted a canvas for him is what I told him. And I'm like, all right, take that canvas and just paint over it and make it a masterpiece. And that's what he did with that track, you know, called Work of Art. Then Joy Spencer, who is another good friend of mine from the Dallas area, she plays flute and saxophone. I had her on a couple tracks. You know, we've been good friends for a while. It was funny, we met over Reverb Nation before we actually met them in person. And she was like killing the charts, you know, for a long time,
right.
And then all of a sudden she said, this cat just came and knocked off the number one spot. That happens to be me. You know, and we, you know, we've been cool ever since then. Let's see, my buddy from Chicago, Sam Hankins, me and this cat, we do a lot of work together. We even have a Christmas project that we put out last Christmas that's out. But, you know, he's like a master musician. He has his own thing going as well. But, you know, we call ourselves the Sam and Dave of, you know, instrumental jazz. So we do that. And then my other buddy, Rod Williams from across the pond in New Jersey, you know, bad saxophone
right.
player. That's the second time we've worked together on one of my projects. So, I mean, I had all those people that I vibe with. But you see, the key to it is not just the talent. Those people also have to – those people have to be, you know, really into what you're doing. They have to be real friends. And on and off the court, you know, as I call it, we are good friends. You know, the music brought us together, but, you know, we have a relationship that's more than just the music. And that way, you know, if I ever need advice or, if, you know, vice versa, you know, those people, I could actually lean on them, you know, to help me, you know, just kind of settle myself. Because, you know, times we're living in, man, you know, it's all about that relationship, and that relationship will
right.
actually translate into the music. You could feel that vibe. You could tell when, you know, a song is disjointed by just people, you know, working together, as opposed to really feeling that chemistry of a friendship or, you know, that relationship. So that's how, you know, I gathered those people in specific to work on my project.
Now, as I went through the Back to Life CD, Sophie's
mm-hmm.
eyes jumped out at me, and I was like, that was started it right there, dog, because I just, you know, I knew I was going to get back to life. I said, I need to get at least the title track from the latest CD.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I was going to do
mm-hmm.
that. And I liked
mm-hmm.
it anyway when I heard it live. But then when I skipped
mm-hmm.
through the CD a little bit more, and then I hit Sophie's side, mm-hmm. I said, I guess I'm going to have to get that too. So explain that track before I play it.
Man, that song actually is probably next to Back to Life is actually the deepest song. You know, I had a little niece that was born premature, you know, earlier this year. And, man, she had the most gorgeous eyes. And the doctor said she's only going to live for like 4 hours. But she defied everything and she lived a little while longer and through negligence, you know. The hospital, you know, she only lived to be 4 months, but in that time that she was alive, she touched and changed so many lives that it led me to believe that her purpose on earth was actually accomplished in those 4 months. And so that song was actually written for her. I mean, I wrote it at the point where they said she wasn't going to live any longer, and I told Rod, look, listen, I need somebody to bring out the emotion in that song, and I'd like you to do that for me. And brother was like, yeah, man, whatever you need. He just went in and he did a thing. And the way I work is that, you know, I'll put together whatever I do, and I'm like, do what you do, you know, because I think a collaboration has to be two individuals bringing something together that will gel, not me directing everybody. That's different than a live show, you know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
So that's Sufi vibes. It's really, really special to me and my family. So you can feel the emotion in that song.
Representing WATAZP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a Zorro croak? Yeah, it's hard to swallow as a brain power weak and mind decreased. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is 'cause I have had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real. If you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun. Couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes. People be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true. I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold. I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love. Know what I'm saying? Spread the love. Spread the love. Know what I'm saying? Spread the love. Yep. All up in the place to be. WATAZP. Yo.
ATAZP, that's my cousin J Bug putting the drop down. Got David McLaurin in the hey D, you gonna have to hook me up with a drop too, man. For real.
Yeah, man. Just say the word. Tell me what you want. You know, I got you.
Yeah.
Nothing but a thing.
One time I did a drop for Gary's radio show.
Yeah.
I had some girl moaning in the back, and I was like, "Yo, hold up, girl. I'm on G House Radio, baby, and I want everybody to listen to G House Radio. Girl, what are you doing? Hey, you know what I'm doing. I'll see you later." Bro. And it was all crazy. I know Gary was screaming, "This boy is stupid." But yeah, I sent him a drop just like that.
Yeah. Yeah, G man, yeah, he's a pretty cool cat, man. He definitely appreciates that. You know how it is, man.
That's my boy, man. Like I said, I've been knowing him for a while. I love that song, Sophie's Eyes. It was so musical, and once you explained it, you could feel the passion and the emotion in the song.
I appreciate that, man. Before we go on, actually, let me just say a big thank you to you for, you know, putting my brother on. You know, I like to talk about my projects, but, you know, it's also about, you know, the people out there, you know, listening to the music and the DJs as yourself and also being a musician, you know, that really, you know, put the music out there so the people could hear it, because we can't be everywhere at all times, but you know, when
for real,
you know, guys like you, you know, open up your platform for us musicians and artists to come in and, you know, talk about what we do, it really, really, really is something that I don't take for granted. So big ups to you, Tim.
Well, thank you, man, because I never had this platform growing up. I've been doing music since I was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, we never had a platform where we could just illustrate our talents. We had many shows here and there, but this can get you heard all over the earth. You know what I'm saying? So everybody can hear you.
No doubt.
A couple people been on my show, ended up getting tours, like national tours, actually. So, I mean, if I can help one person get heard, I am so happy, because that's what it's all about.
Well, big ups because you're doing that, man. Not just for me, but for everybody that comes to your show, for sure.
Well, thank you. I want you to give your information so folks can know where to hit you up, where to get the CDs at, and everything.
Yeah, well, you know, to the listeners out there, I am everywhere that you want to be. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, Instagram. My website is like the greatest place to get the music, because if you buy the CDs off of there, I will personally autograph it for you, not just some pre-printed autograph. I mean, hand-sign it with a personal message to you. And if you like digital downloads, you know, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. And if you want to stream, you know, then, you know, by all means do so. But it's also on Spotify and Apple Music, Google Play. And it's simple. If you go to davidmclaurin.com, you could get linked up to all of those services I spoke about. Plus, you know, connect with me on social media, because I'm always, you know, giving away a track or something for free. So, you know, avail yourself of that. And, you know, say, you know, say hi, and if you know, if you tell me where, you know, what radio station, like, you know, TAZ, that you heard it, you know, then, you know, guess what? You know, I might throw in a little something special for you too, you know, because you support that radio station as well. So that's where I'm at. That's what I do. I'm David McLaurin, plain and simple.
Now, the song Zoned Out, which I didn't hear, and I'm going to be honest with you. I've been doing this for 12 years, meeting a lot of artists. I don't listen to the I listen to the music initially because I know what I like and I know what I want on my show. So I didn't hear this song straight up. So exciting because I need to rip it so I can hear it.
Nah, man, it's man. The thing is, let me put that in, because I do some radio too. The thing is, man, with as much music as you get, there ain't no way you can sit down and listen to everything. So, in my books, man, you cool. So don't even sweat that. only a, you know, somebody who's hungry for attention will actually, you know, get on that piece. So we cool, man. We fam. So you ain't never got to explain nothing. I'm just saying. But, man, Zoned Out is as it sounds, man. It was this tune that I composed that I had my boy Sam Hankins, who is like one of the premier trumpet players out there. I mean, got a style all his own, but we also got the thing when we get together, you know, we put together some amazing music. And I'm not just saying that because it's my music, but we do have this chemistry that come out in the music, and Zoned Out takes you there. You know, it takes you to that, like, really smooth, groovy type of place. So I'm going to just let the music speak for itself, you know.
Here we go. This is David McLaurin, Zoned Out. zoned out. David McLaurin. Hey, man, I appreciate you for calling. Whenever you got some new material, make sure you hit me up, man, because I would love to have you come back through again. As always, I'm always booked up. I got folks all the way to the end of the year. I'm scheduling folks in February right now, so it's crazy. And I'm trying to go back through my list of people I missed all year long that I missed in other years. So, it's crazy.
No doubt, man. But that's what I'm talking about, though, you know, to have that kind of, you know, following and that, you know, kind of a list of artists that you could just bring on and, you know, introduce the people to. That's what I'm talking about. The true measure of success is not so much, you know, the things you could produce as far as, you know, material things, but it's the people that are willing to, you know, step behind what you're doing and actually, you know, prove that you are a good man because of the things, you know, that you have done for others, and big ups for that.
Well, I appreciate it, David. Like I said, man, when I first met you, me and my wife met you. I think we met your wife, too, at the club when we got the CDs. And we was they're good people. So, you know, we was very happy to have met you through Gary. And I'm going to have to get Joyce on the show as well. I reached out to her on Facebook. I mean, like I said, I know so many people through doing this. It's just crazy trying to get everybody scheduled in. But I'm going to hit Joyce up, too. I got to get her on, too, because she was sounding kind of great that night. So he's like,
man.
Yeah, I got to get her too.
No doubt, but I know she'd be more than honored to do that. You know, that's my homie right there.
And you take care. And when I have my annual house party, which is in September, the weekend of Labor Day on Saturday night, I'm going to call you to come through and fellowship with us. I lay out a big spread of food, and you might bring some CDs so you can sell them. That's my people in it.
Man, I'd be honored just to hang with you. You know that. So yeah, we'll make it do what it do, man. But say what's up to the fam and the wife for me. You know,
I will.
Much love to y'all. Hit me up anytime, man. We're fam.
Thank you again, David.
Thank you, man. Take care.
This is TAZ, Urban Blue, who is an artist I've been knowing for years in the ATL. He does, I think he plays like 26 instruments. Real bad brother. He's in the hospital right now. So prayers to him. I'm going to end the show right now because we're going to go through another half hour. But with him not calling in, he'll call in a later date. His wife had told me he's doing better now. So I'm glad of that. And we're just going to end it right here with a TAZ track, of course. I'm looking for it right now. It's an old one. We did it like years ago, man. 2007? This is me, Ron L., Miss V. The song is called Last Time. I'm on the hook. I'm actually on the hook. Miss V and Ron L. never met each other. Ron L. lives in Virginia. Miss V. in Georgia. I put it all together. The name of the song is The Last Time. I wrote it, produced it. Here we go. Until next week, one love.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The last time. Yeah. I look in your eyes, I want you to be with me, and I know this can't happen, the love that I have for you, so tonight, let's make it right, make love until the sun comes up, yeah. You will feel how happy it is for me to love you true, yeah.
Last time, sip wine with a dime, so fine, lost mine.
real mine. Then I walked out on you. Last time, sipped wine with a dime, so fine. How can I explain? My feelings are true.
I feel what you're saying, but I don't understand. You treat me like no other, baby. I need you in my life. The pain without you with me, I don't.
Feelings are true.